Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all the sides of the day, and I want to say to you, there are just one. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivated Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Folks, we have another exciting show for you today, and you are going to enjoy this show. But before we get started, I want to welcome all of our people, everyone that's tuned in, especially if you're new, this is your first time catching the broadcast. I just want to say welcome. And before we get started, before we get everything going, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. If you want to be with us on the live broadcast, you can dial in to area code 323-580-5712. If you want to email me, you can email me at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. C as in the letter Cal, T-H-E. motivator@yahoo.com. You can also check out my blog. Maybe I'll be performing in your area. Maybe I'll have some new products, projects being released. Or maybe you just need some encouragement and you want to go to my blog and get something that's going to feed you for the week. You can go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can also check me out on Twitter, and that is @CMrMotivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. Folks, we have another exciting broadcast for you today. And our subject is humor from the female camp. Now, I know that's catching your attention. How many of you have grown up around females, or there are females in your home? Females that use humor and females that are effective with it. If you have any concerns, or if you have anything that you are concerned about that can enhance your life, feel free to take notes. I'm an educator, and I always encourage my students to take notes, because notes are effective when you write things down. They help you to remember, and also you can go back and use them for reference in future dates. Well, humor in the female camp. We're just going to explore the world of female comedians and how they use humor. How they use a positive attitude tampered with humor to keep them on the road to success. All of us want to get on that road, and we want to stay there. And females have been very effective at maintaining and staying on the road of success. We want to also bring out our guest. I have a guest with us today, and she's here in Dallas. And my guest also has a successful talk show called Let's Talk Truth, and she's very popular here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Also, she's in very popular in Lubbock, Texas, and people all over the world contact this lady just to get her advice. They love her poetry. She's a writer. She's an author, and also she's a former educator. And ladies and gentlemen, let's bring my guest and my friend, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful Miss Lois Bullock.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Lois. It's just so awesome and so exciting to have you with us today on the Mr. Motivator Show. And I know you always have me laughing, and you use humor sometimes yourself, even though I don't think you're planning on using humor. It just happens to come out, especially when you seem to be talking about some folks that have roused your case. But we're not gonna take you there today. But anyway, how you feel about our subject today, humor from the female camp?
Well, Mr. Motivator, pardon me. I think it's an awesome topic, and the reason I think it's so awesome is because women have to be so serious, because we lay down the rules. We become the bad guys in the family.
Yes,
because we're the ones that discipline our children and do all the things that the men run away from. You know, so we do all this, so we become the villain. And so by being the villain, we have to be humorous at times so that we won't get beat up.
Yes.
You know, we have to be able to talk and do all the things that we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think you're going to have a dynamic show today, and just so how versatile the female population is. We're very versatile.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You are so right, and I would like to, before we begin the show, I would like to pay tribute to a great female comedian that we lost last year in 2012, and she always made me laugh, and this particular female comedian has just been able to make people laugh regardless of where you come from, your background. I mean, men, and what made her so special to me is that she could talk about herself, and it didn't bother her to crack on herself in order to get people to laugh. And I think she's one of the most beautiful, and I'm talking about in spirit as well as in comedy, and this lady is Miss Phyllis Diller. We lost Phyllis last year in 2012, and I was very saddened by Miss Phyllis Diller, because I listened to her comedy. I watched it for so many years. In fact, my entire family and my grandmother just loved it. Another lady I'd like to pay tribute with, we didn't lose her last year. She's been gone many years. I think we lost her in 1975. And this particular lady was the first female comedian that I saw and heard on TV. And that was Miss Moms Mabley. And my grandmother introduced me to her, and she was just the funniest woman that you could ever meet or just be around, and to just listen to her, it wouldn't take but a couple of seconds before we were kids, and she'd have us laughing, and we couldn't stop laughing. And that's why I love comedians so much. I love comedians because comedians bring laughter to you. They bring joy to your home, and they take you out of a world of sadness and put you in a place where you're in a happy moment. That's why comedians are special to me. So these two ladies, I give them tribute today. I honor them for being some of the best in the female camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now is there anyone in particular that you'd like to bring out, or would you like to make a comment about both these two women? I'd like for you to give us some.
I'd love to. However, I'm not that knowledgeable, firsthand knowledge on Moms Mabley or Phyllis Diller. That takes a person that, you know, that's up in age, like you, Mr. Motivator.
What?
you can, you know, your humor runs right along with them. Now, I've heard of Phyllis Diller. I've read about her. I read about Moms Mabley, but I can only do this on hearsay.
Yes.
But I understand. I did look at a couple of clips with you on yesterday at Phyllis Diller, and she was a hoot. She really was funny. And we also looked at a couple of clips on Mom Mabley from her library as well, and they were very funny. The one thing that I do want to say about these two ladies, they set a premise for, or they set a stage for comedy.
Yes.
And they're maybe not the first people, but Mom Mabley, she did go through a lot, because we were looking at her bio.
Yes.
And Moms Mabley was born in 1894, I believe.
I think that's
just a little bit past slavery. You understand? So I'm sure she didn't have, I'm sure her way wasn't paid.
No, it was
just right. So I believe in order to keep laughing in the midst of adversity, you have to have something unique on the inside of you. And Moms Mabley had, she came from a place that I'm sure had it wasn't many doors open for her. But the humor that she brought, the laughter that she brought to the hearts of people, had to have done something for her as well.
It opened up not only doors for her, but it opened up doors for women all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because Moms Mabley came at a time, and in fact, you talk about doors not being open, the only door that they were allowed to go through at that time was the back door.
Mm-hmm.
You could not go in through the front door, especially as an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to come in through the back and at the hotel, and you weren't allowed to go nowhere close to the front at all. And she had to go through all of that.
Yeah,
but,
and can you imagine the tenacity she had to have?
Yeah.
To keep moving and laughing.
Yes.
And then your main purpose is to bring laughter to someone else.
Yes.
So you're going to go through everything you're going through, the hardships and all of that, just so that you can make someone else laugh. So that had to have been in her heart. It had to have been her makeup.
That's what
I look at when it comes to people like that, because right now we can't stand nothing. We give up.
Yes.
But she just kept you laughing.
Yeah. See, she knew that God gave her a special gift. She knew what her purpose was. And she operated in her purpose. She knew that was her passion, to make people laugh.
Yes.
And she saw the effect and how powerful it was. And therefore, she was not, she was determined not to let anything get in her way from pursuing her purpose in life.
That's right.
And that's why I admire her. And did she get a lot of money for doing it back in the day? No, she did not. I read an article that stated that the highest amount that she got up to was $10,000 a week. And that was before she passed and before she, you know, really gotten out there, you know, and that was right after she kind of, you know, began to tap into mainstream. And can you imagine it? And there are entertainers today that would not shake your hand for $10,000 a week.
Of course. And, you know, it just goes to show what females, you know, what we're made of.
And that's the awesome thing about it. Females have had such a hard road, which brings us to where we are today. But there are a whole group of comedians that, you know, we can look to for laughter. And the one thing that I admire about Phyllis Diller, Moms Mabley, Carol Burnett, Lucy Ricardo.
Yes,
their humor.
Yes,
was done in a taste for everybody.
Yes,
even kids could listen to them.
Yes,
and that's what I think the awesomeness of it is. It's just like any job you do. If I'm going to be a mechanic, I don't want to gear my job to just a certain group of people.
Yes.
I'd like to do everybody's car.
Right.
So doing laughter, you just don't want to make adults laugh. You want to make everybody laugh. You don't just want to make the secular world laugh. You want to make Christians laugh.
Yes.
And so when you can reach that point that you can bring laughter to the hearts of everyone, then I think you've actually accomplished a lot of things.
I agree. The laughter is special, and the people that you mentioned a few minutes ago, Lucille Ball. she was the first one of the first I saw on TV. I would watch her show, and there was so much laughter. We never knew what kind of situation she'd be getting into, and she'd be calling for her husband.
It was
so funny.
I think to this day, took Lucy longer to die than anybody on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took her death. You think she was out of it, and she'd come back and die.
Yes.
It took Lucy an hour or so to die in her little skits, and that was so funny to me.
Yeah.
But,
and in fact, that's the way she was in life. She'd get down, and she come back up. But, you know, a lot of the doctors and a lot of articles and psychiatrists tell us that laughter is medicine. And the people, even patients that are sick and in near-death situations, if they can get that patient to laugh,
mm-hmm.
A lot of them start coming because laughter produces chemicals and things in our body that causes the body to begin to heal itself
mm-hmm,
faster.
Mm-hmm.
And laughter is so powerful. That's why you could see Lucy was a person who had laughter both on stage and off stage.
Mm-hmm.
The other person I admired was Carol Burnett. The reason I love Carol Burnett is because not only was she a very funny, talented, a creative lady, as I read about her life and saw that she had to deal with parents who dealt with alcohol problems. And she had her lifestyle, her childhood was traumatic. She had to deal with a lot in her life, you know, because when you have an alcoholic in a home, You don't know what they're going to do, how they might embarrass themselves, embarrass you. Their demeanor, their attitude changes. Sometimes they can be real mean and nasty, or they can be abusive. And this lady was able to go through all that and maintain her poise, her self-respect, and come to the stage,
mm-hmm.
and take all of it and turn it into humor.
Of course.
And nobody could play an alcoholic better than Carol Burnett on stage. I mean, if you watch and you'd be sitting in places, mm-hmm. and you'd know where the alcoholic was, because after watching the Carol Burnett show, you see people doing the same thing, and that's why I really enjoyed her.
I love laughter. I take my hat off to these female comedians because it hasn't, to open up certain areas for females, is not easy.
Yes.
Because people don't take them seriously.
Yes.
So I'm sure that's why they resorted to becoming comedians.
Yes.
You have to laugh sometimes to keep from crying.
Yes, you do.
Because they have homes, they have families, they're required to be nurturers,
yes.
They're required to show love, they're required to bring peace. I mean, a female just wears many hats. And it's not easy to wear all those hats. Number one, you put certain hats on your weave, and, you know, your whole hairstyle is out of order. So, you know, you have to think about, you know, just how these hats going to fit on your head.
Yes.
We had a young lady one day who went to work for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And at this particular time, McDonald's required that you wear a little headpiece on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had, you know, there are some of us that get hairstyles or hairdos that's got two or three different designs on your head at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't want to put the little cap, pin the little cap on because it was going to upset her do. So I would suggest that we wear many hats as females. Just make sure that when we get our hair done, we get our hair done where it can fit those hats.
Yes.
You know, don't set a hat aside just because it might mess up your do. So
yes.
That's what we need to keep that in mind.
I remember that since we're in the age of weave, and I'm seeing weave
everywhere. And don't pull your hat out and pull your wig off with it. It's just a lot of things you have to, women have to be very, very meticulous about the things we do and how we do it.
Yes.
And I know it's somebody out there, girl, I don't wear no weave. Yeah, weave extension, same thing.
That's true.
That's true.
If we put them on a lie detector test, they would have to
come
out.
Hair? Yes, it is. I bought it.
And you're right, that's what's going on today. In fact, I remember one of the lines that Mom's Mabley had on, she was talking about this man, and she said this man walked in, and she grabbed the phone. She told him, somebody get the phone and call the hospital. And they said, why? This man so ugly, looked like he's been hit in the face. Mack truck ran over him. I couldn't help from laughing. I would not want to get in a conversation where we had to.
And I don't want to be on the front row at any comedy set because they will eat you alive.
Oh, man.
Talk about you. You know, you'll want to fight.
You'll
be laughing.
See, a lot of the guys, the men, talking about these your mama jokes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they're not going to say where they got a lot of those jokes from. But a lot of the women, like Moms Maybe, you come on there and you mention something about her mama. And by the time Mom maybe got through talking about your mama, you'd be crying, trying to get away.
You'd be shit out of your plan. But you know, another thing, too, that I admire, a lot of our comedians now depend on writers to write their comedy. I just think it's so awesome when a person can come on board and just, you know, bring it off the dome. You know, just the laughter just pours out. You know that is a true, true comedian.
Yes. They
when you don't have to have a writer write out your stuff.
When you don't have to have a writer and you're natural, it's you know, you are truly a gifted comedian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, since you're speaking of writers, I would like to pass this out to everyone because I want you to know out there, God has blessed all of us to have different talents and skills and abilities. There are some people that could not tell a joke in public. They can't stand in front of people, but they're writers. And you have some people that write poetry, but do you know there are people out there that write comedy?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are females. And I want to say this today, whether you listen to the show, if you're a female or you're a male and you have a skill, a talent for writing comedy, I would encourage you to do it because comedians are looking for people that that can write good material.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this lady has a book, and it I've read it. It's a great book. It's called The Comedy Bible. If you're a female and you want to go into comedy, you want to do stand-up comedy, you know that God has given you something special, you need to purchase this book. If you are a writer and that's all you want to do is just write, you love to write comedy, you should purchase this book. It's called The Comedy Bible by Judy Carter. And she's well-known. A lot of people know her. She's a very funny lady. She's done she's did material for sitcoms and all types of shows and for comedians. And her book is one of the best books on the market. It, again, The Comedy Bible by Judy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go and purchase this book. You should have it in your library because this lady tells you how to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
How to create your own show, how to be a great writer, how to enhance your performances, how to be the best at what you do, how to make money with what you do, how to exercise your talent and gift. And guess what? She's even got articles from quotes of great comedians like Drew Carey.
Mm-hmm.
She's got Paul. Jeff Foxworthy. She's got, let me see who else she has in this book that I think will really inspire you. There are just a number of great people that she put in this book, and she listed some of their articles and writings in here. Christopher Titus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see who else is somebody you might be familiar with, but there's a lot of them. I don't have time to go into all of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're trying to get the show out of the way. But, folks, write that down, The Comedy Bible by Judy Carter. Go purchase that book. I mean, if this is your world, get the tools that you need so that you can just live it to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Doris.
I agree. There are some comedians that they're funny, but they're vulgar funny.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that their audience is limited.
Yes, they are.
Their audience is very limited.
Yes.
So I'm a Christian. I'm a born again Christian.
Yes.
I love to laugh.
Yes.
But I don't want to hear, you know, you just got to curse everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
To be funny.
Yes.
That was back in the day. When Richard Pryor, is that his name?
Is that his name? Now you see Richard Pryor. He's been in a lot of movies.
But he was funny. But that was in my very young years when I. You cannot be any funnier than Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor was funny, and Richard Pryor was one of the funniest comedians to ever hit the stage,
mm-hmm.
and he was so funny. Richard did not have to curse,
okay?
But Richard came at a time. He grew up at a time in the era when that's what everyone did curse,
right? And I don't want to, and I'm not trying to focus.
The N word was a big word
because we're talking about females. I merely mentioned him to just say how some people can bring off cursing.
Yeah.
And comedy, and it's okay, but there are some, it looks like when females do it, they go to an extreme. It's just like every other word, it's got to be a nasty word.
And it takes away their class.
It takes away from them. There are hundreds of comedians out there who's side-splitting. I mean, you laugh so hard.
Yes.
And they don't say anything vulgar.
Right.
They don't. So, you know, what's the difference? And I think that when you allow yourself to go so vulgar like that, you limit your audience.
I think you do. I watched a comedian, and this comedian used the MF word at least seven times before they started this a sentence.
And you know, I know that I can hear it right now in my spirit. I can hear some of these female comedians say, well, I made so many million, dollar, so it must have been all right. But had you not been so vulgar, you might have made double that.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
your audience.
And I think sometimes we have to get to the place where we're not so, I guess, insensitive or selfish that, hey, I don't care. It's me. I'm the one that's doing this comedy. But now, guess what? There are some younger female comedians that may be listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have children and grandchildren.
We're influenced.
That's right. We're influenced. And they have this talent and ability. And do you want your grandchild who's only 6 years old or 4 years, you know she has something special, but now do you want her to hear someone cursing at every sentence and saying something vulgar?
Mm-hmm.
But you want your grandchild to know God's giving you a special gift, and you want them to learn at an early age. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's why we should be sensitive to how we do things and realize that you're inspiring the youth as well as you're encouraging the adult. And if we can get to where we have something for everybody,
mm-hmm.
the motivator tries to focus. He tries to hit everybody because I want everybody to laugh. I want the young comedians that want to do comedy or they want to do motivational speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to start early so that they can be themselves.
Mm-hmm. There's a comedian that
mm-hmm.
I've never gone to a comedy show in person, but I look at different things on the internet. And there's a comedian, Jeannie Robertson. A very classy lady, and Tony, there's a very classy lady, and she absolutely is the funniest. She has humor that I literally love, and she's so clean with it. And one thing that I admire about this lady looks like class. She dresses, she dresses. She has her hair is done just so proper, and she dresses with her shoes and her hose, everything.
Yeah.
She looks elegant.
Yes, excellent.
But she
excellent.
Will tell.
Excellent.
She will have you laying over, tears running out
yes.
of your
yes.
eyes.
Yes.
She is so
yes.
good at what she does.
Yes, Jeannie Robertson is
yes.
awesome.
And I admire her. And one other one I really admire
yes.
is that Chanda Pierce.
Yes, Shonda Pierce.
Shonda Pierce.
Yes.
She is so awesome. I love her. I will just sit sometimes at my computer and pull up little excerpts of her thing
yeah.
and sit there and just laugh.
Yes.
And she's a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Christian comedian.
Yes.
And when they say that I'm a Christian, I think that's dealing mostly with not just saying there's something wrong with being who you are, but Christian just meaning I'm not going to go over the edge here with what I'm saying and how I say it. I'm going to do it with in mind that I'm going to reach everybody.
Yes,
and
I'm going to do it with in mind. I want to reach everybody. I want to be
yes.
But I think sometimes people put labels on comedians if they use the word Christian, and they miss out on really seeing the gift, the talent that this individual
exactly.
has.
And that's another thing, Mr. Motivator.
While
we're talking about
yes.
it, seems like if I say I'm a Christian comedian or if I'm a Christian rapper or that's supposed to that takes something away from me.
Yes.
How backward is this world?
Yeah, it's,
to
it's,
think that just judge me for my talent.
Yes.
Judge me for my talent. And talent is something that entertains more than one segment.
I agree. And sometimes the secular world can be judgmental because they block people who have the word Christian in front of them. Oh, they're not going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this person's not
mm-hmm.
going to be good because they're Christian.
But they are so wrong.
And they miss it because some of the best talent in the world, the lady you mentioned, Miss Jeannie Robertson,
mm-hmm.
she is one of the funniest, classiest female comedians I've ever heard.
Exactly.
And when she talks about a situation and she talks about her husband, you can visualize, you can see it. And this lady will make, you can't help but to laugh when she gets through talking. Now, folks, if you think we're just saying something, you should go to YouTube and check out Jean Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
Just check out her talking about her her raft experiences and her bungee jump experiences with her husband. And if you don't laugh off of
and
that,
and it's a church group.
Oh, and later, and then you want to hear some funny things about the church groups and about some of the people in church. You gotta check out Jean Robertson. She is the best, and she is one of the funniest ladies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have so much respect for her. And she dresses very beautiful.
She's an eloquent
lady. Just very classy, and that's why we gotta go and look and see what's in the camp. You know, there are females in the camp that the world knows nothing about.
Exactly.
And these people, right now, Jean Robertson should be on TV. She should be on every show that's out there, every network. Because if you really want if you want people to laugh, you need to get the best talent out there. And we miss them, a lot of them, sometimes.
And another thing that I've started looking at, and you have to check your TV schedule for it, where you hear some powerful female comedians.
Yes.
Is Mom's Night Out.
Yes, Mom's Night Out.
I think it's Nick Jr., Nickelodeon or something. It's women who have kids and they get a break from their kids
go
sit down
yes.
in a setting and they have comedians tell jokes.
Yes.
And it's not all geared to just female. They have a couple of male that
right.
come on
yes.
who sometimes they're single parents and
yes.
They come on and do their little comedy bit. But these are some funny females.
Yes.
And, you know, you need to check them out sometimes. They are so funny. And they're clean, clean laughter.
Yes.
But it's side-splitting laughter. So you need to do that. And it's Mom's Night Out. And it's on TV on certain nights. Check your TV schedule because I don't know exactly. I just happen to be surfing through the TV, and I found them, and sometimes I surf back through another night and find them, but, you know, it's funny.
Well, thank you for sharing it with folks. I hope y'all took note of that. It's Mom's Night Out,
mm-hmm.
and we got to, listen, you're dealing with stress. Do you know that stress can kill you? Being around people that are miserable? Now, I got this.
Negative people.
Now, I got this, this particular article out of a book. It's called The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And one of the things that touched me on chapter 10 in The 48 Laws of Power, it states this: you can die from someone else's misery. Emotional states are as infectious as disease.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel you are helping the drowning man, but you are only precipitating your own disaster. The unfortunate sometimes draw misfortune on themselves. They will draw it on you. Associate with the happy and fortunate instead. Now, that got my attention. If that doesn't give you something to bite on, you got to get away from the miserable, the folks with all of those things, and stop hanging around with them, because pretty soon that's going to take a precedent over your life.
Absolutely.
Because there's a reason why they keep getting in these bad situations.
Spirits jump.
Yes.
If I'm in a depressed mood
yes.
every day,
mm-hmm.
and I come around you and I'm sitting there all depressed,
yes.
you have to fight hard not to become depressed as I am.
Yes.
I tell my children, and they're adults now, but I tell them, my daughter sometimes wakes up, I don't feel well. I said, please don't say that when you first get up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because you just introduced yourself to your day.
Thank you.
You have just introduced yourself to
Thank
your day.
You.
How can you be humorous
yes.
or enjoy life
yes.
if you already accepted the fact that my body told me while I was asleep that I didn't feel well? So now that my eyes are open, I'm going to believe it. I don't feel well. You know, I said, just speak it. You have to speak things into existence. You can't just sit here and expect your body to cooperate with you. You're going to have to make your body cooperate with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't like to be around people whose face is alone all day long. If you come in my presence, I promise you I will leave. I absolutely refuse to entertain people
uh-huh.
who don't have a smile on their face.
Yes.
And who and I know sometimes it's hard to overcome, but I just got through telling you it's possible. Look at Mom's Mabley. I'm sure she came from all sort of
abusive relationships,
adverse conditions,
all kinds of rough conditions.
But she, don't matter when she stood up. She brought that humor out. She
yes,
had
yes.
you laughing,
yes.
you know. So these people, everyone have battles that we fight, but it's how we fight them that count.
You are so right.
So that's what we need to do, man. Let the comedy roll.
Let it roll. You know, before I go out, I sometimes use different affirmations, and I said, hey, I release joy, laughter, and fun, enthusiasm for my life today.
Yes.
And I say that before I leave home because I don't want to go out. And do you know, in the workplace, there are some people that want to attack you because they see you with a smile or they see you kind of laughing.
Oh,
and
she
they
can't
want,
be that happy every day.
Look at her. She needs to be mad like me. Okay? And, you know, it's that time for me. It's that time of the month for me, and I don't want anybody to come around me being happy. Why would you have an attitude like that?
Exactly. I was on the track walking one day, and there was a man walking in front of me, and he actually didn't know, but he said something that motivated me to walk every day at that time.
Wow.
He told me, he said, ma'am, don't walk too close behind me. Because if you do, you're going to stumble over some of this weight I'm going to lose. So I said, oh. So I was committed to walk there behind him every day because I just wanted to see how much he was going to lose. But in my midst of seeing how much he was going to lose, I actually lost weight because I was out there walking 2 miles a day.
Wow.
But I kept up with him. I didn't walk too close. I didn't want to stumble over any of that even losing. But, you know, I was motivated because I just wanted to see, is this man going to lose weight?
Thank you. We have to find ways to motivate ourselves. Now, here is another article that I wrote down out of the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And this one is on chapter 10. If you are unsure of a course of action, do not attempt it. Your doubts and hesitations will infect your execution. Timidity is dangerous. Better to enter with boldness. Any mistakes you commit through audacity are easily connected with more audacity. Everyone admires the bold. No one honors the timid.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
That's yours, sir.
I hear I hear a lot of people. I have a niece
mm-hmm.
that's what she had the audacity to tell me this and that. That means someone boldly spoke something in her life.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do respect that because, you know, bold people,
yes.
you know what that's a sign for me. There's faith there.
There you go.
You have to have
yes.
faith to boldly
yes.
speak and to boldly go where no other man has ever gone.
Thank you.
So these females
are
going where no one else
yes.
has ever gone.
They had that boldness.
They're getting out there and they're saying a lot, you know.
They have that boldness.
I couldn't stand up on stage because I would be
Oh, nobody's going to laugh at me, and it's going to really crush me. But for the women who get up there and they step out, man, and they know.
Yes.
And some of them, you know, they start off, you hear little birds chirping because they're not that funny, but
yeah.
They keep hitting, and after a while, they got
rough.
Everybody laughing.
That's
yes.
Right. It's just like driving a car the first time. You're going to hit a few people. Nobody gets in a car if they've never driven a car,
mm-hmm.
and the first time they grab the wheel, they're a perfect driver. No, you're going to hit a few curbs along the way, but if you keep at it, you're going to get better. I want to encourage all of you women that are listening to the show today, you men that are listening, to work on your craft and be the best at it. And if you have daughters that have the ability, the talent to make people laugh, anyone you know, I want you to encourage those people, because really, when we are living in times where we're dealing with a sagging economy, we're dealing with a lot of people being out of work. We need more comedians.
Is that where sagging pants come from, sagging economy?
Well, I don't think so, Lord. But that's another show.
I was going to say maybe we ought to address that.
That's another show. But the sagging economy, I think the sagging pants came in
Before that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the sagging pants brought about the sagging economy.
Yeah, and speaking of sagging, we do have some of our younger female comedians that approach stage that wear their pants sagging. And,
really?
Yes, but again, they have a different audience from you and I. So I don't knock anyone that are doing what they know to do, and they're doing it to the best of their ability. But I believe that as we get the opportunity to talk to people,
yes.
And encourage them, we sure
lift my spirit by lifting your hand.
Yes.
Okay.
And I again, we need more comedians. We need more people to use their talents and abilities to make people happy and make them laugh. I enjoy what I do. I'm just so thankful to just be in a place where I can really leave people laughing or have them excited for the moment, or I can just encourage them some kind of way. That, to me, is there's no money that could match the having the ability to do something like that. And I'm so thankful that I was blessed with that.
And, you know, I would like to say that joy is where we, you know, comedy and humor puts joy in your life.
Yes.
And the scripture tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
So when we're happy. Have you ever been to work and you had a happy day running through the whole day?
Yeah.
Man, that makes that day go so fast.
Yes, it does.
And you're not sitting there, you know, clock watching and making mistakes and all that. So it's good to be happy when you do stuff. Anything you do, on your job, going shopping, you make very good shopping decisions, matching clothes, anything you do. Your children learn to communicate better when you have joy and humor in your life. A lot of churches, I wouldn't go to a lot of churches because the preacher never moved from behind the pulpit, and he's so stick and stern, and this is what God has a sense of humor,
yes,
I really
does.
Believe, because if
yes,
he did, a lot of us wouldn't wake up in the morning if he didn't have a sense of humor.
You're right. You are so right, and I think humor helps us to make the day, and a lot of most of your the people that are successful ministers or people that they use humor. One of my favorites to listen to, I'm speaking as far as ministers, is Joel Osteen. Joel comes on and he always has a funny joke, and it makes people laugh. You know, humor is awesome,
yeah.
And there are even. I think I've listened to Joyce Meyer, and sometimes Joyce will have some humor.
Yeah,
and
it takes humor to sometimes to get your message.
Yeah,
out
and it makes people laugh, but yet she has a point she's taking you to.
Mm-hmm.
But this reminds me, Lord, I was thinking about this was years ago when I worked as an engineer, and I was working on the job, and I had this supervisor, and you know, when you're working and you got a lot, your desk is stacked up with work, and I had all these projects and deadlines to do. You are very serious. You know, you feel overwhelmed, and the least thing you want to do is to laugh at somebody with some kind of joke. And this one supervisor that I had named Jim, he would come and stop me from work. Dwight. Yes, Jim, what? Dwight, slow down. Okay, Jim. Dwight, so I got to tell you something, Dwight. Okay, what is it, Jim? There's something real quick. Dwight, you got to hear this. And I know you're real busy, Dwight, but I got to share this with you. Okay, what is it, Jim? Dwight, I don't know if you know anything about the Aggies. I'm an Aggie. And do you know how to get a one-arm Aggie off of a flagpole? And I said, no, Jim, how do you get a one-armed Aggie off of a flagpole? Well, wave at the sucker. Get it? He's going to wave back. And Jim had me laughing. I'm like, I laughed because I'd never heard an Aggie joke before. And I'm like, here he goes again. But, you know, he helped me to start enjoying my job because, it you know, having some kind of laugh enabled me to enjoy the day. The day was shorter. The workload began to get lighter. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful that Jim would come by every day with an Aggie joke at a time where I felt I was about to just explode with stress.
Well, I stopped doing Aggie jokes because I was listening in on, I had a vice president at my company that was an Aggie.
Yeah.
And they used to always make fun of him, you know, Aggie jokes.
Yeah.
Until one day he said, what do you call an Aggie fresh out of school? And he said, we call him your boss. I said, I'm not going to do Aggie jokes with him because, see, he'll make me hurt it.
Now, you stopped me.
I don't do Aggie.
Yeah, I heard you. Some folks take them to.
I'm glad he didn't talk to that other girl.
I heard you.
He make me hurt it.
Yeah, some people take it, they take them to the extreme.
Yeah, they call them your boss. Okay.
But you're right, and can you recall any females that you worked with that were very funny or someone in your family?
Yes. Now, my oldest daughter is very, very funny. She will have you on your knees laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And she does it just
natural.
Just natural. And I often tell her, I said, you should be making money, girl. And doing it. And all these different voices, she can be anybody. And it doesn't matter if she's whatever nationality she's in their presence, that's who she talks like.
Yes, so she can just mimic people.
Well, and actually she does it. It's actually coming, it comes natural. She just automatically picks up that accent. So she's very, very funny. I tend to think she got a wee bit of it from me. But, you know, we always want to take the good things. It's the bad stuff that she got from her father.
Yes.
Yeah, he gave her all the bad things in her life.
Yes.
You know, her ingrown toenail. There's quite a bit of more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got that from her dad. But all that other positive stuff she got from me. So, basically, and then I have cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Who can tell you a joke all day long and it never be the same one.
Wow.
Now, and they keep you laughing.
Now, in my family, believe it or not, my mother was a comedian in our family. And over the holidays, when we were kids and all the rest, my mother was the one who would get up and say things and have everybody laughing. She was a comedian. And my mother did it only just because she wanted to make everybody happy, but she was a very serious person.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that I was that kind of person, but that a lot of my relatives tell me that I just began to come in behind my mother, and as they began to get older, I was the one entertaining all the family members, and I would go during the holidays, and all of a sudden I know somebody out there in the middle of the floor, and my uncle's band, all of them, listen to me, and I'm having everybody laughing, and I'm creating my own comedy, you know,
exactly,
taking things that happen.
Exactly.
And then it started working for me. If they wanted me to say some, give some remarks at the funeral, and I would just, and they said, Dwight, be yourself. And I get up there, and I said, well, you know, Uncle Roy, he was such a great person, but you know what? He ate more peppers there than anybody else in the family, you know? And people that were crying at the funeral started laughing.
Yeah,
and they said, we're so glad you come here because we want somebody to say something that he did to make us laugh. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I never thought that it was that important to them.
Yeah. People, you know, you have to have laughter. It's just, you know, you're not living if you don't have laughter in your life. And I feel so sorry for people who don't, or who don't allow themselves to laugh. You know, there are people who don't allow themselves to be happy.
Yeah, you're right.
They have to be.
They
miserable.
Call that, they think it's, I have no time for nonsense. That laughing, that stuff is nonsense. It's foolishness. Did you leave off any other person that you'd like to share?
Well, not really. I know we have a plethora of female comedians,
yeah.
And they're all powerful in their field. Some
yes,
of them I listen to, but some of them, because my granddaughter hangs around me a lot, and so I can't listen to a lot of them because they curse so much. So
yes,
even though they're still powerful in their own field, and I admire them as females, I admire them, their effort for getting out there and doing it, because you know, frankly, I couldn't do it. They're doing something that
it's not an easy job. Have you ever listened to Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes, I did listen to her. I haven't listened to her in a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But she's a naturally a funny person.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people.
There are many.
There are so many of them,
There are tons and tons of funny people, and females that we, unfortunately, we could not call everybody's name today, but maybe at another show we'll be able
mm-hmm.
to bring some more in that we'd like to bring light to.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to salute all the female comedians today that have made a contribution to the society. Maybe you're a female comedian and you have not been fortunate to get on stage yet,
mm-hmm.
but you're impacting people in your home
community,
and your
yes.
community. We want to salute you today because you are contributing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be on the stage or be in front of a million people in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You can impact people daily on your job, in your environment,
mm-hmm.
wherever you go. People in the hospital. There are people in churches that go and visit sick patients, members, and they use their comedy to make them laugh. They use their humor.
That's right.
And so we want to salute all of you
mm-hmm.
that are using what you've been blessed with to touch other people's lives.
That's right. That's right. And we have to, we have to honor those people. We have to honor them. So, you know, I'm happy I was able to share this show with you, talking about females.
Oh, well,
I am a female,
yes.
not a comedian, but
yes.
I'm a female, so I enjoy the humor of a female.
Well, I want to thank you for coming out today to be a guest on the show and to help us bring light on our females around the world. And it looks like we're out of time. And we just want to thank all of you for tuning in to the broadcast. And, again, you're welcome. Let me know when you're not busy. I know you're working on your magazine and your books and some other things that are already getting ready to hit the press.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for taking the time out to be a guest with us on Hillsborough
Motivation.
You're awesome.
Not only are you my Mr. Motivator, but you're my friend as well. So I just want to be a really, 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 really good friend.
Okay.
And anytime I can talk and over-talk you on your show, I know I'm a lot younger than you, but I admire you.
Thank you. Listen, we're going to leave the young boy. Let's give a plug for you. Listen, Lord Shows airs Tuesday evenings from 7:30 to 8 is the show is called Let's Talk Truth.
Of course, again,
folks, this is Mr. Motivated reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. We love you. Want to thank you for tuning in and being with us here on the broadcast today. And we look forward to seeing you next week for another exciting show on the Mr. Motivator Show.
All right.
That was a good show.
It wasn't awful you coming and doing